A premier West Coast conference aims to create a platform for meaningful partnerships between Indigenous peoples, the business community, and Canadians as a whole. The Indigenous Partnerships Success Showcase, IPSS, will take place at the Vancouver Convention Centre from June 5 to 6, 2024, and is rooted in Indigenous arts and perspectives, promoting a positive atmosphere of hope and collaboration. A unique approach to reconciliation. Since its inception in 2019, IPSS has stood out as a business to Canadians conference rather than a traditional B2B event. This unique approach allows the conference to address larger cultural and economic issues under the theme of partnerships between peoples. What we wanted to do was provide clarity on the status of reconciliation in the business context and what leaders in business and Indigenous communities were thinking, Margareta Dovgal, event led, says. The IPSS agenda is designed to inspire progress toward economic reconciliation while providing practical guidance for collaboration between Indigenous and non-Indigenous communities. Distilling it into practical steps is the goal of the events, Dovgal says. Different sectors are in different stages of the process, and we aim to provide cross-sectoral information. Highlights of IPSS 2024. One of the key themes for this year's IPSS is Reconciliation in Action, responding to the growing demand for practical guidance on how First Nations, Métis, and Inuit communities and their enterprise partners can work together for shared success. The conference will feature over 20 sessions, including a panel titled Economic Reconciliation in the National Discourse. The panel will include notable speakers such as Jamie Schmale, MP for Haliburton Kawartha Lakes Brock, and Ellis Ross, MLA for Skeena. Schmale has been actively involved in addressing issues such as clean drinking water, healthcare, and housing for Indigenous communities. Ross is known for his advocacy for economic development in Kitimat and northern BC, particularly regarding natural gas projects. Jennifer L. Leawitz, a seasoned professional in policy and government relations from George Gordon First Nation, will also join the panel. Her insights on economic reconciliation and self-determination provide a valuable perspective on these critical issues. A comprehensive and inclusive event. IPSS places a strong emphasis on inclusivity, aiming to make the conversation about reconciliation representative of many views. We put tremendous thought into making sure our event is broadly represented by discipline, Dovgal says. In addition to policy discussions, IPSS highlights the profound respect and reverence for Indigenous culture. The event showcases how Indigenous values can be respected and incorporated into business processes, providing a glimpse into what Canada's business culture could look like in a reconciliation environment. Practical guidance and long-term goals. The conference is designed to provide both short-term inspiration and long-term practical information. One of the pivotal questions our conference addresses is what Canada looks like if reconciliation succeeds, Dovgal says. What does success for reconciliation look like in business and social senses? We aim to show that a path forward is possible and that fears about reconciliation are unwarranted. The ultimate goal of IPSS is to ensure that the business opportunities highlighted at the event drive broader opportunities for Canadians. We want to ensure that as we highlight business opportunities, we are also driving opportunities for Canadians, fostering a lasting and sustainable business direction, Dovgal says. To learn more about the Indigenous Partnerships Success Showcase and secure your spot, visit www.indigenoussuccess.ca/2024-tickets.